This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Thursday. The week is almost over. We are charging headlong into the weekend. Life is good, and we have so much to get to tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I will attempt to do an email clean out. We are going to point out in just a couple moments, actually, a couple more examples of the communists embedded all over our system and what we have ahead of us. It's going to take some time to clean them out. The war against everything good and decent, courtesy of Mamdani in New York City. He's going to be a freaking gold mine for that kind of thing. Trump, you know what? I am going to open and probably talk you off the ledge about something. Trump answered a question. He answered a question in such a way that it made it sound like he said something that he didn't actually say. I'll explain in a moment. Before we get to any of those things, I want to remind you of this little tidbit that tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. All your questions need to get emailed right now. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Ask me anything. Now, before we tackle all the dirty commies and all the other stuff, let me go ahead and tackle the elephant in the room. And I heard it too. And I blew a gasket too, but let's play what happened. Donald Trump sat down with NBC. Here's how it went. I'll play it, and then we'll talk.
So I want to be clear, because it sounds like there is a shift in immigration enforcement here, that there's going to be a shift after Minneapolis. What should Americans expect going forward?
Well, one thing I say to my people, you know, we do a good job, we don't get credit for it. I say they have to ask, and they have to say please. When a city is
who has to ask and who has to say please?
The mayor or the governor. I don't want to go and force ourselves into a city, even if their numbers are terrible. Like, for instance, I got a call from Jeff Landry, governor of Louisiana.
Let's stop there. I'll have you play it again in a minute, probably several times. The reporter very clearly asks him the question. After Minneapolis, sounds like you're going to make changes on immigration. Then Donald Trump says, well, they have to ask me. They have to say please. All right. That obviously sounds terrible, right? I know what you heard. It's the same thing I heard. It sounds like Donald Trump is abandoning all the deportation efforts in big blue cities because the communists ran him out of there. And now he's not coming back unless they ask. And of course, you're not a moron. You know that they're not going to ask. And in fact, it's not that that's what it sounds like. That's what he said. However, this is a very long clip. I'm going to have Chris play it from the beginning. And this time, I'm going to let the whole thing play out. This is one of those cases where Donald Trump answered a different question than was asked. And to know what question he answered, we have to cover this.
So I want to be clear, because it's...
I'll tell you in a minute, Chris, when to play it. There are two different things at play here. All right, two different things are happening with the Trump administration. First, the deportation of foreigners. You already know, we talk about it all the time. They're sending ICE into big blue cities because that's where so many criminal foreigners are. They're arresting them, they're deporting them. That's happening all across the country. LA, Minneapolis, New York, everywhere. Okay, you got that. However, separate from that, there's something else happening. It really started with Washington, D.C. Remember the story of Donald Trump sending the National Guard into Washington, D.C. You remember that? Donald Trump, because Washington, D.C. is federally controlled, not controlled by a state, because it's not a state, not controlled by the city government. The city government is underneath the federal government. the federal government has authority in D.C. That gave Donald Trump complete authority to send in the National Guard. Washington, D.C. was insanely dangerous. Murders, robberies all the time. Now we have headlines like this. It's from yesterday. Trump's D.C. crackdown has slashed crime, 80% drop in homicides. Donald Trump sent the troops into D.C. Crime over. After D.C., which is what Donald Trump will explain here, governors like Landry in Louisiana, Jeff Landry, said, hey, Mr. Trump, would you mind sending us some National Guard troops? We have some dangerous places here. And then when asked, Donald Trump will do it. What Donald Trump cannot do, and I explained this a long time ago, again, it's complicated. Donald Trump misspoke. I'm not going to cover that up. Donald Trump misspoke. But a blue state governor like Gavin Newsom, like J.B. Pritzker of Illinois, they don't want Donald Trump to bring in the National Guard and solve their crime problem. It would make them look like they're working with Donald Trump. So they don't ask him. They kind of have to ask, or he can't send them in. Remember, the federal government doesn't really have the authority outside of something like the Insurrection Act to just send in the troops and start patrolling the streets of Chicago. Now, I'll let it play from the beginning so you can hear what happened. Donald Trump was asked about immigration, but that is not the question he answered. He answered about National Guard troops solving crime the way they did in D.C., Tennessee, Louisiana. Donald Trump answered a different question than was asked, and it made it sound like he's backing off on deportations. It's long. It's 2 minutes long, but that is the setup. Now, Chris, play it.
So I want to be clear, because it sounds like there is a shift in immigration enforcement here, that there's going to be a shift after Minneapolis. What should Americans expect going forward?
Well, one thing I say to my people, you know, we do a good job, we don't get credit for it. I say they have to ask and they have to say please. When a city is
going to— Who has to ask and who has to say please?
The mayor or the governor. I don't want to go and force ourselves into a city, even if their numbers are terrible. Like, for instance, I got a call from Jeff Landry, governor of Louisiana. He said, we have a big problem. Could you go in and help us with certain sections. I mean, to be honest with you, certain sections of the state, beyond their famous, beautiful city, certain sections of the state. We have done, not only in New Orleans, we've done a really great job in Louisiana, but I was called. I want to be called. Chicago, we could solve the Chicago crime.
Well, on that question, which cities are you headed to next?
We have five cities that we're looking at very strongly, but we want to be invited. We will sometimes call the governors.
Are these cities like Chicago, Philadelphia? Are these the cities?
We could straighten out the crime in Chicago. We've already brought it down 25% just by being there. We could have Chicago be a safe city, just like D.C. is a safe city, just like all of these places that we've gone to. And I look forward. You know, I didn't campaign on that.
Yeah.
I campaigned on law and order, but I didn't think I'd be going into individual cities and making them safe.
Anything else you can tell us about the five cities?
Yeah, we got it. Now you hear it, don't you? My email inbox was full of people angry the exact same way I was angry. It's not just you. You weren't hearing things either. You didn't do anything wrong. He did. He answered a different question than was asked. He was asked about, are you changing the immigration, deportation stuff after Minneapolis? He answered a different question. His question that he answered was about the National Guard cleaning up crime, not ICE deportating. Maybe that's a new word, Chris. Deporting criminals. As soon as I heard it, I was mad. I listened to it a couple times again. I'm not mad anymore. We continue. And do remember, Donald Trump is just step one. He's getting the ball rolling on deportations. He's still this guy. Overall, his stance on illegal immigration and deportation It's not near as hardcore as yours.
We are totally focused on criminals, really bad criminals. Now, you could say people that came in illegally are criminals, but I'm talking about murderers from different countries. We have 11,888 murderers that Biden and his group led into our country. We've captured a lot of them. 11,888 murderers.
Yeah.
We are after those people. We're after the drug dealers.
Right.
We're after the, we are after, by the way, a big problem, they allowed to come into our country.
Well, that's not near enough, but it's a start. Start looking at Donald Trump's presidency as step one instead of the final step, and it'll make your life a little easier. You'll sleep a little better at night. All right, we'll move on. We'll talk about these communists implanted all over the place. So much more still to come on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Before we do that, I saw a video today. Maybe you've seen it. Somebody, one of our soldiers, posthumously received the Medal of Honor. Was about to. His family was called, actually, by Donald Trump. And the best part of it was the joy in their faces. And it was a nice little moment for me to remember that these families, when they lose somebody, we forget, but it's still their everything. It occupies so much of their mind. So much of what they go through is because of the loss. Tunnel to Towers never forgets. When a police officer, when a fireman, when they give their lives in the line of duty, when there's a Gold Star family and we read a headline and we're sad for a moment and move on, Tunnel to Towers is still there in that kitchen helping. Hey, can we pay off your mortgage? Can we? That's what you do through Tunnel to Towers with 11 bucks a month. T2T.org. T2T.org. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday nearing the end of the week. I'm sorry. Before I get to the communists embedded throughout the government, I have to get to this. I'm too excited. I was going to wait until the second hour or the third hour. But Dome is back out there. Kamala Harris. I had a theory. I think I still have a theory, but my theory on Dome was this. She's an insanely ambitious woman, which everyone knows. One of those people who would stab her own mother in the back to get a promotion. Everyone knows someone like that. Therefore, she's not just going to sit on the sidelines forever. Politically, she's relatively young. I think she's 60. She's around 60. So she's got time. She just lost a run at the presidency. She was the vice president. Anything but the office of the presidency, once you've been vice president, kind of a downgrade. Mm-hmm. You can argue. I know you can make her the head of this organization or the head of that organization. And honestly, that's probably what she would do well, the head of something. But it's a downgrade. The head of some commie organization. Hey, it's prestigious. We'll pay you $1 million a year. Even if she could do it. You know, she could do it because she could raise money. It would be a downgrade. She's going to run for president again. My theory has been that she's going to wait. That I think she's going to wait. Might be Gavin Newsom's time. Might be J.B. Pritzker's time. But here's the thing. A new poll just came out. And it's not one poll. Almost every single poll shows this. Dome is leading as far as getting the Democrat nomination. Dome is not just leading. She has a fairly comfortable lead. Now, there are reasons for that. When you were just the nominee, remember so much of this is about branding. When you have a bunch of money spent on you to promote you for whatever, politics, anything, your business, anything, more people will know about you. More people will seek you out. It will increase your brand size. How many billions of dollars does it take now to run for president? It takes $2 billion to run for president. Where's that money go? Well, beyond all the leeches who will bloodsuck it out of your campaign, it goes on social media. It goes on TV. Telling people, Dome is the best. Dome is the best. Go Dome. Go Dome. That's what it says. Vote Kamala. Everyone knows her now. I think my theory could possibly be, oh, this is hard to say, wrong. Just based on the poll numbers, if you want to be president and all the polls are telling you that you are the leader in the clubhouse currently, for an ambitious woman like Dome who will do anything to succeed, how do you turn that down? What, Chris? See, Chris just brought up, Chris's problem is he thinks logically. Jewish producer Chris just said, but didn't the donors just say, we'll walk away if Kamala Harris runs again? Yes, that's what a lot of them said. They're mad that they spent all that money on Dome and she blew it, and they're mad. However, for someone like Dome, how do you look at a poll that says, we'll get you halfway to the presidency? Remember, you have to get the nomination first, then you have to win the election. The nomination is half the battle. Hey, you're already halfway there. Can Dome turn down an opportunity like that? I think maybe my theory was wrong. I don't think if she keeps polling like this, I don't think she can turn it down. So she's obviously getting some groundwork laid. And she announced yesterday that she had a new venture of some kind. Some people thought she was going to flat out announce, hey, I'm running for president. But that's not what she did. Instead, this is what she did.
Madam Vice President, what's going on with Kamala HQ?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. I have good news. So Kamala HQ is turning into headquarters, and it's where you can go online to get basically the latest of what's going on, and also to meet and revisit with some of our great courageous leaders, be they elected leaders, community leaders, civic leaders, faith leaders, young leaders. I'm really excited about it. So stay engaged, and I'll see you out there. Thank you.
Why? That's the preparation of somebody running for president. You're not doing that if you're about to be the head of a new communist pack somewhere, if you're about to take over this communist organization, or you're about to take some $500,000 an hour speaking fees at the university system. You don't start with some HQ, hey, Gen Z. You don't do that if your intention is to do anything other than run for president. I think she's going to do it. It could be a California off on the Democrat side. It could be Newsom versus Dome. What a matchup. If I sound excited, it's because I am. And the thought of Dome versus J.D. Vance, if it is him, he's the likely nominee at this point. Is that the biggest personality gap between candidates in history? Oh, please let it be Dome. Remember how much fun she was? All the stupid stuff she said? I'm so excited about this. I can't help it. I'm excited. All right, now I'll get to some more commies in positions of power. I swear. Next.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic, fantastic Thursday. Don't forget that tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You need to get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So I have to pause on what I just teased because I have a little something that just happened. And I have this internal argument happening right now, and I just have to bare my soul to you. You ever see those old cartoons where there's the little angel on one shoulder trying to tell the person to do good, and then there's a little devil on the other shoulder trying to tell the person to do bad? Let me give you a little bit of background. When people do speaking tours, you ever seen these speaking tours? Megyn Kelly's the most recent one I went on, the Megyn Kelly speaking tour. Well, If you ever see somebody doing a speaking tour, did you know that they generally don't have their own people handling the organization of the tour? Who's going to book the stadium? Who's going to do this? Who's going to do that? There are companies who do that for them. You with me? Now, companies who do that for them aren't necessarily left-wing or right-wing. They're just essentially event planners. They'll do it for anybody. So, again, this is just an example. If someone's doing it for Megyn Kelly, someone would also be doing it for Bon Jovi, maybe, or a college professor on a speaking tour. You do it. You're a tour company is essentially what you do. We'll book the venue. We'll sell the tickets. We're all that. Okay, you with me? Now, a long time ago, I was a guest on one of these speaking tours. It was not my tour. It's a long time ago. Don't worry about it. But the touring company that does this stuff, they organized, hey, we'll send a car to pick you up and we'll book you a hotel room and all the stuff they have to do. You with me? The lady who corresponded with me, with the touring company, I get the feeling she may not be the most detail-oriented person in the world. For instance, little things, not stuff that bothered me, but she would spell my name wrong on my name badge and stuff like that. I was the guest on the tour. Again, not a big deal. I don't care. But it just kind of showed, probably the kind of thing you should tighten up. All right, you with me? Now, a minute ago, during the break, I just got a funny notification. It was an invite on the calendar on my phone. Huh. So I opened it up. I then found out that the invite to the calendar on my phone, it was based off of an email I just received. Curious. I open up the email on my phone. I was invited to an online meeting by accident. This lady who was corresponding with me about a tour long ago is clearly handling a different set of things for other people. I was just invited to a commie chat room, essentially, a communist tour. I will not give you the details of the communist tour, but it's one of those things that you would hate, and I would hate. I was obviously invited by accident, because that's the kind of thing she does. I kind of want to go. Chris, don't I have to go? Chris, you should be discouraging this. You're supposed to be there as my conscience, Chris. I need to be discouraged. It's taking everything in my power not to accept. Oh, but wait, there's more. I was invited, and by the looks of this invitation, they think I'm the featured speaker on the tour. Chris, don't I have to go? I feel like I have to go. Oh, gosh. All right, I'm going to set my phone down. You know what? I'm going to set it down. So I'm not tempted to accept the invitation just yet. I cannot discuss this with Aub because she will be dead set against it. I'm only going to seek out people whose opinions will back up my desires on the subject. That's exactly right, Chris. It's just you and me, bud. Just you and me. All right, couple quick things. Tulsi Gabbard was talking about, my voice just cracked. Tulsi Gabbard was talking about, she's been talking about a lot of things going on in the intelligence community. Remember, Tulsi Gabbard has a really, really big job. She's the DNI, the Director of National Intelligence. In case you do not know, the DNI is over all the intelligence networks, NSA, CIA, all of them. Tulsi Gabbard has a huge, important position of power. Tulsi Gabbard has loudly, I'm not a super fan or anything like that, but she's been loudly screaming about all the evil deeds done by our intelligence community for a very long time. Tulsi Gabbard just had somebody try to take her out, career-wise. A whistleblower came forward a whistleblower turned out that did not appear credible, but a whistleblower tried to torpedo Tulsi Gabbard. This pairs perfectly with this. Kristi Noem just announced that somebody in the Justice Department has been has been referred to the Justice Department. Why? They took information in the Justice Department about guys who protect us, ICE guys, guys like that, and leaked it to the communists so the communists could hurt them. I only brought up these two things to remind you of what we talked about last night, what we've talked about so many times before. Communists are religious zealots. It does not matter what role you give them in life, librarian, school teacher, FBI agent, general, anything else, does not matter what role you give them in life, communists will put their religion before anything else. They've also wormed their way into critically important positions of power, especially in the government. They are not going to sit, idly by and watch the Trump administration actually do things that help the United States of America. They will feel religiously obligated to attack it. They will feel religiously obligated to fight for the revolution wherever they can. These people are in every single walk of life now. It is one of the most damaging things in the world that we could not keep the left in check. We couldn't stop the Democrat Party from being taken over by these people, and we could not stop these people from infiltrating every part of our system. And it's just going to be one of those things that we have to be constantly vigilant against. There's always going to be a subversive somewhere. Shoot, and on a more practical level, I've told you, do you run a business? Manager, owner? You know, you shouldn't hire Democrats, right? That's not for partisan reasons. I wish we lived in a world where you could just hire a Democrat. If you hire a Democrat, the chances that person is going to use your business and your reputation for the revolution, well, look around you. It happens all the time. All the time it happens now. They don't sit down and look at life or look at their job or look at any position of responsibility the way you do. That's how these people operate. It's bonkers. All right. Speaking of bonkers, you know how I tell you they're robots sometimes, these communists? I have an amazing example. Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Thursday. If you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Now, I'm going to play something for you in a moment, but I want to remind you of something. Probably make your sanity a little bit more intact if you're one of the people who deals with Democrats, if you deal with communists at all. Maybe they're in your family, God forbid. Super Bowl Sunday, I realize, is coming. Maybe some are going to be there. And, of course, you can't just enjoy the game. It's going to be, Trump, Nazi. It's terrible stuff. Have you ever argued with one and been frustrated? Meaning, you try to have a logical conversation, but they just start lashing out or shutting down. You could even try to be reasonable about it, and they'll just call you a Nazi or change the subject or start screaming or something. You know why, right? They're robots. It's easier if you think about them like robots instead of people. They live in the hive mind. The hive mind tells them what to think about every issue. The hive mind doesn't want them thinking about anything in depth. If you actually think through these things in any amount of depth, then they come apart on you. So the hive mind doesn't want that at all. The hive mind is constantly putting out new software updates with with instructions on whatever the robot is supposed to be discussing at that point in time. The Grammys are actually a great example of this, because if you go back and look over the past few years, one year everyone has a Ukraine pin. Ukraine, 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 I love Ukraine. Another year everyone has a COVID pin. Get your booster. You have your booster. Everyone have your booster. This last one was all about ICE. Stop ICE, defund ICE. What is it? The hive mind is telling you, this is your new software update. This is what we want you saying here. Beep, 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 beep. Now you're programmed. Go discuss it. But none of those people know anything about anything. They've been told by the hive mind what the new stories, what the new thing of the day is. Your Democrat, the liberal Aunt Peggy in your life is the exact same way. Now, why a robot instead of a person? Because a robot only knows, a computer only knows what you have programmed into it. It's not a human being. It doesn't have a mind like you do. There's no ability for it to think beyond its programming. You understand? So if you go outside of its latest software update, if they want to talk about stopping ICE, Trump is a Nazi, and you want to talk tax policy, well, the robot just starts shorting out because they can't do it. It's outside of their programming update. Do you want to hear what this sounds like in real life? Listen to this.
The far right, seeing Trump and Vance and Charlie Kirk and you know, they are white fascist supremacists.
Why?
Why? Yeah. You're trying to understand why I think Trump is a racist.
Yeah, I'm asking for an explanation, yeah.
Wow. Let me pinpoint it, because it's been an accumulation of knowing him about him for the last 20 years in New York. I can't really say why I think he's racist. That's like saying, you know, he's a white guy.
It's just a robot. It's been programmed. And she's unbelievably programmable now that her mind, her soul is so insanely broken. Now, she'll say whatever you want her to say. You understand, by the way, you ever heard the term brainwashing? I was talking to Stephen Mosier about this. He's a fascinating guy who knows everything about communists and communist China. And Stephen Mosier, he told me that brainwashing, actually, it's a Chinese term. It came from what the communists were doing to people in China, where you can beat on someone mentally or physically to such an extent that they will flat out tell you, I'll say whatever you want me to say. Just tell me what to say. I'll tell you water isn't wet. You just tell me what to say. You've been brainwashed. Because of this disgusting communist ecosystem of media, social media, Democrat politicians, lie after lie after lie, always lying all the time. What it has done is broken so many people, Democrats in this country, that now they have essentially been brainwashed in the truest sense of the word. They'll say whatever you want. Now, they're a mile wide and an inch deep. They can never tell you why, because that was not part of the software update. But the hive mind doesn't want them to know why, doesn't care if they know why. This woman has been brainwashed, has been programmed. They're all like that for this reason. So this Sunday over the nachos, when you're frustrated by liberal Aunt Peggy, when you look at her as a robot with a software program instead of a human being, it will help you understand her, and it'll let you know you should just dip a chip and head on out.
The far right, seeing Trump and Vance and Charlie Kirk and all, you know, they are white fascist supremacists.
Why?
Why? Yeah. You're trying to understand why I think Trump is a racist.
Yeah, I'm asking for an explanation, yeah.
Wow. Let me pinpoint it, because it's been an accumulation of knowing him about him for the last 20 years in New York. I can't really say why I think he's racist. That's like saying, you know, he's a white guy.
She's just a robot. Your liberal Aunt Peggy, she's just a robot. Don't get frustrated. She had her programming update. There will be a new update next week with whatever the next thing is they want her to move on to, and she will do it without hesitation. Here's something I want you to do without hesitation. I want you to call Relief Factor and get rid of the pain in your life. You do not have to live with shoulder pain. I want you to start doing the things you used to do before you started hurting. Did you go for walks? Now you don't. Did you play pickleball, golf, maybe pounding nails? Maybe you used to do woodworking, but now your hands hurt. What if you could get that back? Put down the pill bottle and pick up Relief Factor. 100% drug-free. A supplement, natural ingredients that support your body's natural response to inflammation. Just try it. Take it every day for 3 weeks. You'll be walking, playing pickleball, playing golf, and pounding nails before you know it. 1-800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com. All right? We'll be back.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.